在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
And Golden accepts that the search for life on Mars is not over.
If we want to find out what Mars is like, what its weather patterns are like, what its geology is like, where there's potential sources of water and other resources, can we generate the substance of life, breathing gases, water, nutrition on the surface, you must send spacecraft.
In 1996, NASA launched Mars Pathfinder on a 7-month journey to Mars. 20 years had passed since the first Mars landing. Pathfinder has been designed to test a variety of new technologies for 21st century space exploration. The most challenging aspect of the mission is the landing on the Martian surface. Instead of fuel-guzzling braking engines, Pathfinder uses the planet's own atmosphere to slow it down from 17,000 miles per hour to around 1,000 miles per hour. A parachute slows the vehicle further to about 135 miles per hour. Seconds before impact, computers trigger the firing of small solid rockets and the inflation of a giant collection of airbags to soften the impact, which takes place at about 40 miles per hour. In the light of a Martian day, a solar-powered robot explorer roams an ancient floodplain, collecting samples in the continued search for past or present life.
When we go to a place like Mars and we ask the question, you know, if we were going to look for evidence of an ancient biosphere on Mars, where would we go to look? Well, it would be an environment like this. So by studying these places and understanding the processes by which this biological information is captured, we're in a much better position to address those issues on Mars. We know what, first of all, what kind of targets to look for, so that when we send landed missions there, we'll know where to go. Secondly, we know better how to interpret the information contained in those rocks when we bring samples back from Mars. So this is really a good training ground, really, for sample return missions for Mars.
If Mars has ancient salt deposits, scientists might be able to revive some sleeping Martians. Bowlby Salt Mine in the north of England provides an example of how it might work. Microbiologist William Grant is about to tour a saline cemetery for microorganisms. Bowlby Mine is all that remains of an ancient lake. It's one of the deepest mines in the world, also one of the hottest.
About a mile below the surface, and it's baking hot. I'm standing in part of what 260 million years ago used to be a vast salt lake, a bit like the Dead Sea or the Great Salt Lake, but much, much bigger. And 260 million years ago, this lake teemed with life.
Professor Grant seeks to revive dormant microbial life that might exist in the mine's salt deposits.